This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
It don't gotta be perfect, what we're working for. Cause in the end it's worth it, we all gotta have flaws. Don't matter about me, I'm gon' cope. Don't matter about me, how far I go. I used to sit and dream what I grow up to be. Now playing back on memories on this JVC. Who is this broken picture of my former self? This man who sold his soul just to regain his wealth. Feels like I'm blind, trying to find Mars. I feel like a prisoner locked behind steel bars. Would you give me a helping hand if that's all I ask? Would I, would it really be me without my stitches and scars? The cracks. I don't have the answers. I can't answer that. I used to sit and dream what I grow up to be. Now playing back old memories on this JVC. Who is this broken picture of my former self? This man who sold his soul just to regain his wealth. Feels like I'm blind, trying to find more. I gotta gain composure. They think I'm worry free, but y'all see it's killing me. Even in my darkest hour, I'ma brush it off like April showers. Just like a boomerang, I'ma keep coming back again. Feels like I'm blind, trying to find Mars. I feel like a prisoner locked behind steel bars. Would you give me a helping hand if that's all I ask now? Would it really be me without my stitches and scars? Feels like I'm
Speedy welcome. Hello, I'm Lizzie Gundy.
And I'm Stephen Legg. Welcome to Access All Areas. We're ready to go, aren't we, Lizzie?
We are. Sorry about that, folks, but it's one of those Thursdays.
It really is.
I've been rained on. I'd like a wet T-shirt, if it was a T-shirt.
What, for about the 2 seconds?
Honestly, this weather, I want sunshine.
It's winter now, babes. It's official.
Well, I've booked to go away, just so I'd let you know.
Where are you going?
I'm going to for a bit of Barb's.
Barbados?
Barbados, yeah.
Oh, gorge.
For the Christmas, as everyone's going Christmas. It was Christmas music. I walked into Boots, they're playing Christmas music.
Shut
I could
up.
Not believe
really?
It. Gosh, but lots going on in the showbiz world. Showbiz not sleeping at the minute.
It certainly is not, is it? We've shall we say who we've got on first, and then we'll have a little chat about what's going on.
Yeah, let's.
So we've got the very gorgeous Katie McDermott coming on at 6:15. Love her a lot. She's been on the show before. Then we have Bobby Ballard from X on the Beach. And then we have Kay Lavelle from Big Brother.
Wow, we got a... Oh, a
reality show bumper special.
I think I just saw Bobby in the bar.
Oh, did you?
Mm.
Okay. Well, then we may also have a secret extra special guest who we're trying to work on
right
now.
Well, he's texting me. He's a bit shy.
If we could just get in for a couple of minutes, that'd be great.
I know. I know. Can I just have had such a busy day, I haven't eaten, so I'm going to have a crisp. I'm so sorry.
Do I need to turn your mic down for a moment?
Yeah, turn my mic down.
Well, I can do the talking for a brief moment
on
what's going on in the Shaver's world. I did actually turn your mic down then.
It's really... I hate people that eat. When I'm talking to
you, I'm literally going to turn your mic down right now because you sound disgusting. So obviously the biggest news this week has been the kind of controversial Sean Walsh, who has a show here at FUBAR as well, has been caught kissing his Strictly partner Katya. I'll turn you back up now because I think you finished. What do you make of it all? Obviously, you know Bruno. You know what goes on behind the scenes. What do you make of it all? It's been front page news.
A kiss is just a kiss. Okay. Number one, I think it's weird there was a photographer outside the pub, unless someone in the bar tipped them off. Knowing the paps that I do, it's kind of a bit of a bizarre situation. But they are the first Strictly couple to actually get caught photographed. And with a photograph, there's proof. But they've been on the second show.
It takes two.
And, you know, Sean's apologised. She's saying her and Neil, her husband, are great. So I think everyone will be watching and the ratings will be sky high this Saturday. I know it's the only reason Piers Morgan said he's ever watched the show. He said, I'm going to definitely watch it. All that worries me is that, you know, if his hand's a little bit too further down her back or the way she looks in his eyes, everyone's going to go, oh, there's something there.
Well, apparently they're doing a Charleston, so they may barely even be touching one another, which would probably be the best thing, to be honest. But still,
Your thoughts?
I think that it's a complicated situation, obviously made more complicated by what his girlfriend said. But, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of their relationship, and I wouldn't want to pass comment. It obviously wasn't very good if he was going around kissing his married dance partner.
But I think the statement from his girlfriend was just such a wow. I mean, that is someone that is really upset.
But the problem I find with it, and it's not massive, it's just that I find it's unqualified. It doesn't allow him any opinion on what may have or may not have gone on in their relationship.
But she put it out there.
She did put it out there, and he has to accept that now. And he has to, anyway, live his
Listen,
life.
Listen, I'm fine. I've had an ex-partner pictured in the paper with someone else, and it isn't nice.
Were
it
you
is
married
humiliating.
At the time?
Yeah, I was married. Right, my ex-husband.
No, but I mean,
Oh, yeah, no idea. So it is quite a shock. It's humiliating. Get my teeth in. But... Also, I think you have to... What I did was take a moment, because you were so angry, you could do anything. And I think she just went... Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, and something that maybe you didn't entirely mean or whatever. Maybe she did mean it and that was exactly...
Because, of course, that's not nice. It's hurtful. Mm, it's humiliating.
Mm, absolutely.
And she deserves better. But, you know, they've been on, they've apologised... And the show must go on.
The show must go on. I will be watching on Saturday night with my mum, who's not a Strictly fan. I'm forcing her to watch Strictly on Saturday.
Mm. I hope she's a FUBAR fan. I hope she's listening tonight.
She's listening right now, I'm
Hello,
sure.
Hello, lovely mum. Lovely Lizzie.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens, I guess. It's complicated.
But look, Sean is on FUBAR Radio.
He does.
His
own show.
But you just, you know what? You just, I think you've got to do the right thing. It's a family show. And those things shouldn't happen.
No, they shouldn't, but they did. So we have to move on.
Yes.
There is another big showbiz news story brewing. It will be breaking tomorrow. Princess Eugenie's wedding.
Mm, I know.
In
Amazing.
Windsor to Jack Brooksbank.
Wow, and the barman makes a great tequila
cocktail.
Well,
he's not a barman,
cocktail.
Is he? He works for George Clooney.
He's a barman. Now, what do you feel? I don't care who he works for. He's a barman.
He works for George Clooney's tequila company.
Yeah, well, still a barman. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about that? Do you think it's a waste of money?
I'm absolutely furious when I found out today that it costs £2 million in police and security.
In our taxpayers' money.
In taxpayers' money. Which I did actually tweet earlier today that would pay for 50 high-ranking or like fully well-trained police officers or 100 entry-level police officers for an entire year. To be honest, I'm pretty furious about that because Princess Eugenie is ninth in line to the throne. She's very, very unlikely to ever become queen. Why is she getting a carriage ride around Windsor? Why are British taxpayers having to pay for her? Why? What do you think?
Do you know what? This doesn't often happen, so I'm going to do a drum roll. I agree with you. And I'm friends with Sarah Ferguson. But I feel this money is such a waste of money. I just don't think it's necessary. I love the royal family, and I think it was all appropriate for William and Kate and, you know, Harry and Meghan. Fantastic. But not for Eugenie. And I just don't think it's fair on us. You know, thank you for that. I really don't think it's fair. I mean, I think it's should be scaled down, and I don't think it's necessary.
No.
I don't know if the actual interest is there. I know she is the Queen's granddaughter, but I just don't think we need all of this. I don't think they need the carriage ride. And with that comes all the protection with the security and the police. And, you know, and they showed on Sky the people that were queued outside camping. There was only like three people. I thought, what's going on?
Well, it's vanity, isn't it? It's vanity on behalf of Prince Andrew.
Well, I think Andrew
that his
has,
daughter
yes.
should get the same treatment
as Charles.
As Charles has. And you just have to accept when you're in the royal family, there is a line of succession and
order.
You are not the top. That is just by birth. If we're going to have a monarchy, you need to understand that. And I'm pretty angry about it, to be honest. Having said
will
that,
you be watching?
I will be watching tomorrow.
Exactly.
But that's because I have to because of my work. So
I'm actually going to have a royal tea party at my own house.
Who's coming? Just you?
Well,
you and a
few locals.
Okay, fine.
No, but I love the royal family. I'm all for it, and they bring so much business here. I mean, everyone, they do. Okay, whether you like it or not. They do.
I would like people who blindly support the royals to sometimes question why they do it.
Camilla's not going.
Okay, fine. That's a bit of a...
I just want to tell you that. And I do think there are a few royals, from what I hear in the royal quarters from my contacts, that not all are happy with it.
About Camilla not going?
No, about the actual wedding and all what it's costing.
No, I think it's ridiculous.
And there's actually members of the family that don't quite agree with it.
Really? Is this from your good friend Meghan Markle?
Well, no, my good friend. Well, Meghan is. She does call me babe. And I've got
That's
the
true.
Proof of
I've
it on that.
That
interview, last interview ever she did. But no, actually, I have my, and it isn't. It's true.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, and I hope it is because I think it's.
No, I
pretty
think
great.
A few are a bit.
I tell you what, I am looking forward to seeing tomorrow. Sarah Ferguson's outfit.
Now, don't knock Sarah. I love her.
I'm sure she's great, but her style is something to be...
But can I tell you, the one time I saw Eugenie and Beatrice out, and I've got my witness who works at OK, they came up to me, she went, "Hello, Lizzie. I love your dress. Where is it from?" And I think it was like somewhere like Jane Norman. And I was so embarrassed. I was like, And they were like, "I really love your dress." And everyone was really laughing. And I was like, "Oh, I'll get you one and send
royals.
You one. I'll send you one. Cost me all of £10.99.
Well, she's, you know...
No, I
Might
like
Might take a little bit of dieting to get the dress you wear, but...
Sarah is great fun. I love her. She does loads of charity. She's a good
she does.
Egg.
She does.
And I won't have a bad word said against her.
But her dad, on the other hand...
What about
Eugenie's dad.
Oh, yeah. Well, Andrew, yeah. Well, I think he felt that he wanted the same treatment as Charles's offspring, but it's not quite. As you said, in the royal family, there's a pecking order.
You have to accept that, unfortunately.
But it's costing us all a lot of money.
It certainly is. Shall we get our first guest in? I believe Katie has arrived.
Wow.
So shall we play a little song and then we'll get Katie in?
Please.
Thank you. addicted to sound, but reaching out to touch you, you've so much to prove. Burning like a fire with ice. Can you read my mind?
In the pool with me, so I didn't want to pee in the pool.
Oh, so that's the only reason you didn't pee in the pool.
No, exactly.
The guy there.
I didn't want to do that.
He's suddenly like, oh, did someone put some warm water in here? Kind of a yellowy hue.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose
from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
We have our first guest.
We do.
In right now, Kay from Big Brother.
Hey.
She's
looking so gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh my God, you are so sweet.
Thank
you remind me of Kylie Minogue. Do people say that? You're so cute.
I used to get that a lot, yeah, before.
She's cute.
Little and blonde. I can see
beautiful.
That.
I'm beautiful.
So probably your Big Brother experience didn't end...
As well as it could.
So for anyone that doesn't know, explain what happened.
So basically, I unfortunately ended up walking off the show, and that's because I just felt that it just wasn't the right thing for me. And I actually initially came on there to use that platform to promote veganism and, you know, tell people how wonderful it is. And, you know, you don't have to just be like a, you know, tree-worshipping hippie. You know, you can still be glam, but, you know, do it ethically and, mm-hmm. you know. So, and I think I probably wasn't completely the right candidate for a show like that.
Okay.
Because obviously it is, you know, more drama, and I caused enough drama in there, that's for sure.
But how far into it did you realise that you were kind of not in the right environment
for
you?
Well, I mean, even to sort of to start off with, I think I never felt completely myself, because I think the main difference was with me and possibly some of the other candidates is I came from the industry, so I had a big sort of past in professional acting, and I was always managed and I had agents. And so I kind of knew, you know, that there was a lot of restrictions I felt of how to be and what to say and what not to say, because I guess I spent a lot of my life, you know, staying very private, and mm-hmm. they train you, you know, how to sort of be. And I think going on like that partly was because to, you know, break free from the chains and actually just be myself and not be censored. But obviously what happened is all the old blocks and everything just went zhoop, and I was just like, oh my God, every camera's on me, everything's been recorded. If I'm going to end up having arguments on national television, that's going to be there forever. And I don't know, I think I just sort of closed in a bit more than I thought I would.
Yeah. It's difficult when you're in a house like that with such characters, isn't it?
I think because you don't know what to expect.
Exactly, and you don't know who you're going to come up against. It could be someone like you've never experienced like that before. And I think that was probably kind of the case with you,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think naturally, because I'm not a confrontational person, and I always sort of try and be really politically correct and not upset anyone. And I think partly it is, I kind of frustrate myself by being like that, because I sometimes wish I had more balls to just be like, if I'm in conflict, just because I get tongue-tied, I can't really get my point across, and mm-hmm. it looks even worse. So I kind of came across as this sort of, you know, unstable crybaby that just cries, you know, straight away, because I didn't know how else to sort of handle, you know, those kind of energies and dealing with people, because I'm just not used to it, I guess. And I know that a lot of people have said, look, well, you should have known what Big Brother is all about before you signed up. And of course I did, but you never know until you're actually in there. And because I thought, you know, I'm going in there with a mission and, you know, for the good, and to use this platform, not just to, you know, have arguments on reality television, but actually to, you know, show people something different. And I think that the saddest thing about it was that a lot of people thought that, you know, because they obviously found out that I was an actress, because I didn't go insane, that I didn't want to be any different from any of the people there. And, mm-hmm. you know, and when they found that out, I think a lot of the public and the people in the house thought it might be an elaborate show, because I am quite nice. but that kind of is quite sad, because it just shows in a way how we do live in a society and the entertainment industry, which is quite tainted, which is kind of based on egos and narcissism and speculation and this kind of bitchy mm-hmm. nature, where I think mm-hmm. anything that's actually genuine and good, well, it just can't exist, because she must be pretending. Like, you can't, you know, have someone that nice in there, kind of thing.
Yeah,
and that was a shame, because that's what I probably struggled with that all my life, because that is just me, and I don't think I'll ever change. And hopefully, if, you know, people do see more of me, they'll actually see that is just me. And the whole experience I just found really, really difficult, you know, especially when you're in there with people that don't really know you. You know, you've only known them for a week or two for the max period that I was there. And they can't possibly, you know,
get the full thing.
Yeah,
of
and go
are.
Into arguments with you and really, like, dig deep into your soul of who you are. And there was a lot of things thrown around in there, which I just felt, I don't know, I just felt quite embarrassed. And I was like, I don't feel like I want to be going out publicly, especially for what I represent and how I sort of, you know, how I sort of perceive myself. I just felt like it was going off the whole subject of what I was sort of initially thought I wanted to be there for.
Yeah, and Lizzie, you defended her on Big
Brother. Do you know why? Because I thought it was very... I didn't like the scene where Lewis F,
yeah.
and tried to get this other row, which then then was probably the straw that broke the camel's back, because you said, I don't want to talk about it, and he kept on and on. And I thought that was quite mean. He was quite
Lewis.
I don't know, because what's your thoughts on Lewis? Because there's a mixed reaction, because he's been really great with Cameron, who's just come out, and that was amazing. But I felt there was something. I don't know. He seemed to pick his people, and then they were off.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I mean, so the thing is with Lewis, he was actually my support system in there for a very long time, and he is actually a lovely guy. And I've watched some of the episodes back, and he said some of the most nicest things about me that I've ever heard. And actually, I know he's very paranoid. That's his nature. I mean, he's getting paranoid now. I'm watching it about literally the new guy. He always thinks people are out to get him. That's just him. But, you know, like he says, he's a truth seeker, so he has to dig deep to the bottom. But it's a shame how all ball actually turned, because I really wanted to almost like reach out and calm him down and be like, Lewis, every good you thought of me, that was it. And the other stuff was your paranoia about, you know, he was thinking I'm some like Russian spy going in there. I don't know what elaborate thoughts he's had.
He kind of went a bit off the wart, really. He got very paranoid. Why is that? Is it the house itself makes you paranoid?
The house definitely does. Like, it definitely does. Because even with me, I was like, every time you walk into a different room or something and everyone looks, you automatically think they're speaking about you.
I would hate that so much.
Yeah.
What, it goes quiet and they look up?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that. And it's
that they are?
But you become... Because the thing is, when you're... It's almost like we've all been institutionalized. And when you're in that such small space with all those people, you forget yourself. Mm. And you start questioning yourself and you think, maybe it is me, you know. And then, like, you know, once this person is your friend, then the next day this person is your friend, then this person says this. So it is quite a toxic environment. That's what, I don't know, I guess the show is about, and that's the part of the excitement of the show for the viewers as well. And I get it. That's what I watch Big Brother for.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think with Lewis, it is a shame because we did get each other very much and we're very similar in many ways. But I think it all kind of just turned on itself, because obviously where the whole argument started, I thought that I was close enough to go there with him and, you know, pinpoint him on something, you know, that I thought he just overreacted. And obviously me bringing something up, it just fueled something in him, and then it went into this massive row. But I don't know, I don't want to even sort of sit here and say anything bad, even though of course I was hurt. And when I was watching, you know, the things back, I was just like, I felt like it was an unjust kind of like attack. Like, I didn't feel that I did something that horrendous. But at the same time, I think that's just his nature. And I think he's been through so much in his life where, you know, he has his triggers and his mechanisms of dealing with things and the way he sees things. So I also kind of understand that and appreciate that. And maybe because I, you know, haven't dealt with as much as he has, that I just come very neutrally to things. So it almost looks like I'm quite passive and doing it in a sly way, whereas just I don't have that ticking time bomb inside me.
And I think you can tell that from the show. Like, what are you... Well, obviously, when you made the decision to quit, what were you thinking in your head? Were you like, I need to just get out of here? Was it like, I need to be away from
you? Because I have to say... There were so many times you were saying, I'm going. And it became a bit of a joke. You saw the Ryan show after. It'd be like, is she going? No.
Yeah. And I had so much trolls for that, like so much stick for that. It was insane. But the thing is, all of that was completely true. And I was ready to run for those fire exits, you know, because for me, it wasn't, you know, for the money or the exposure. And I already had a taste of the industry. So I think I wasn't as like, oh my God, I must stay. That's why I was giving my coins away. And there's a lot of things actually that weren't shown, obviously, because they can only show so much. But I was the first one to push everybody ahead of me because I thought, it's okay, like, I've already had my week and I've already, you know, kind of said my vegan points, which also unfortunately weren't aired, but you know, that's fine.
You can't do anything about that with these programs, right?
So I was just generally losing it emotionally because I'm not thick-skinned enough to handle it. So every time you saw something kick off, and it looked, when I'm watching it back now, my God, it looked like from the most smallest of things. So I can see why people were so pissed off, and it's almost like, get a grip, either stay or go. But I really couldn't help myself, and I pulled through with it in the end finally. So
are you hoping now to go back into your acting? And
I, well, you know what, I kind of knew that doing something like this might hinder any sort of, you know, continuing a professional acting career. But to be honest, I was at a point in my life where all of that wasn't happening for me as much as I wanted it to. And I was always very typecast, being Eastern European and always playing a Russian girl. So I was kind of moving away from that anyway. And I wanted to do something more in terms of having an impact and doing something different. And that's why, you know, turning vegan and, you know, I wanted to promote the whole sort of eco-beauty and cruelty-free products and cruelty-free fashion and veganism, and still kind of use my, you know, the modeling work that I've done and the acting work that I've done, but to push something good, to push, to promote something beyond my own.
So that's what
self.
You're hoping to do now, is it? To
absolutely.
Work in activism.
Yeah. And I've just actually been signed by Bridge Models, who are, they're one of the leading curve model agencies, but I'm the first girl for them to sign that's under 5'8", because obviously the requirements are like 5'8" and above. But
that's great.
Yeah, so it's quite exciting. And what we're hoping to do with them is to sort of kind of be to create a new impact in the industry, because obviously plus size movement has been huge, mm-hmm. and it's been so liberating, so empowering to so many women. But also there are so many, you know, petite curvy women as well, and short models as well, which don't really get that level of exposure.
Yeah.
And also statistically, the average heights of women in the UK and the US are 5'4" with an average dress size 5'3" and 5'4", an average dress size of 14. So it's almost like very unrealistic that even when we have the plus size girls, which are gorgeous, but they're still like 5'10". So the clothes, the way they fit, everything. So it'd be nice to get more models who are more realistic. So we're pushing for that, but we're also marketing it as, you know, the sort of the vegan model. So it's like eco-fashion, cruelty-free makeup, and, you know, supporting all those brands. I mean, it could still be a high-end brand that, you know, even if they do something leather, I will be modeling whatever they do that's not leather.
Yeah, yeah. No,
so I'm not like completely anal to like, I won't work with this company or this. If they release something that's good and that's, you know, doesn't exploit an animal, then I'm all for it, and I'm happy to, you know, promote that. So it's that, but it's also actually breaching the age gap, because another thing, there is not enough models, you know, the 30s to sort of 40 bracket, because you always get the really young ones, that the teens to early 20s, and then you get like the silver hair 50 plus, and there's not enough girls who are like in their 30s that are still getting the chance. Because I remember even with my work, it sort of dried up as I was going past like the 25, and agencies wouldn't look at me in the same way. And I also want to say, look, you can still look young, and you can still do that in your 30s. And especially with, I get a lot of people like, how do you look like this for 32? But it's like, well, it's organic makeup.
Being
and
vegan.
It is. It's true.
Very vegan.
It's true.
Being vegan.
It's true.
It's very good for your
everything
skin.
Everything you put on your face, it adds to the aging factors.
Don't eat meat.
Meat's aging. I think dairy's worse than meat.
It is,
because
it's
actually
so bad for your hormones and everything.
Is soya all right? Do you have soya?
No. Well, to be honest, I prefer like almond milk. But I do have like GMO-free tofu in, you know, the vegan sausages and the mushrooms. But I know there's a big thing against soya. But there is an amazing website which actually lists all the true scientific nutritional facts, nutritionfacts.org, and that tells you absolutely everything. So there is a way to sustain this, and I'm healthy, I'm not tired, I'm curvy, I'm technically classified as a plus size even though I'm 10,
and you're very energetic.
Yeah,
my god, yes. I have to say, well,
not many people can keep Lizzie quiet during an interview.
I know, I'll be quiet.
I need a question. Have you forgiven Lewis?
Of course.
Which Lewis did you want to go, Lewis F or Lewis G?
What, to go initially?
When they were, it was against the Lewises, well, and they said there was only one Lewis in the building.
Neither of them. Because I mean, at that point, obviously, I was much more closer to Lewis F, like, you know, friendship level and mind level. But Lewis G, like, I mean, I got in trouble for that on there, because I was one of the only supporters of him on the show, because I just found him so funny, and he's like a big child. He's sweet.
And he's sincere. He is actually like that, isn't he? We had him on the show.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. So for me, it was, we were actually doing an Instagram live sharing story thing yesterday, and it was just so nice. Like, I just get a really good healthy energy from him. Like, I don't feel there's malice. But I got in trouble for that on the show.
And are you glad you walked? Because it's tough, because when you're in the height of that anger and upset, are you glad you walked?
Do you know what? I am. Because in my all of my life, I've never had any regrets. And I feel like I had to do that for my mental sanity. So,
gosh, I have.
I've certainly had
a few regrets. Later. Yes.
Kate, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Play a little Robert De Niro?
Why not?
See, ooh, a walking.
Hello. Just having a little chat there.
You can't help yourself, can you,
Lizzie,
today?
I can't. Sorry, I've got someone. I'm trying to get in another guest at the last minute. I'm very excited.
Well, you were having a little flirt outside, to be honest.
I was not flirting. I just said he looks extremely fit.
Appreciate well, he does. We've got Bobby from X on the Beach.
Bobby Ballard. Have I said that right?
Yeah, that's it. Bobby Ballard.
Now, Bobby, what made you want to go on this show?
Good question. I mean, it just contacted me.
You're
out
mental.
Of
that's what.
Yeah,
I'm yeah. It's quite severe. This show. I mean, if my ex walked out on the beach, I don't know what I'd do. I'd be like digging like a hole in the sand.
No, honestly, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. To be honest with you, I mean, it was crazy. But they contacted me out of the blue. I was at work. I work in Mayfair as an art dealer, and I was just sitting there. And my pals went. They messaged me on Instagram. I was like, Bob, just go do it. It's only over the road on Carnaby Street. So I thought. Why not? I just go see what they're saying. And they stuck a camera in my face. First time I've ever had a camera in my face. I was like, whoa, this is a bit dodgy. But.
Do you know what? Can you strip down into your pants, yeah. please?
They asked me to take my top off. I was like, what's going on here? Where am I? But no, honestly, after a while, I was like, I got into it and I thought, you know what, I might give this a go. And they contacted me about a month later, said we wanted to be on it. And you know, I just went from there.
So, did they tell you straight off it was X on the Beach?
Nah, they weren't telling
me nothing.
Because
that's what I've heard before. They don't tell you exactly. They think you're going. You know you're going for a reality show, but you don't know the details.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as they started asking me a few questions about my exes, I thought it must be X on the Beach.
Had you watched it before? You'd.
Yeah, I've watched all of them.
You have.
Yeah,
okay.
All the series.
So from the very beginning with Vicky Patterson.
Yes, yeah,
it. To now.
Yeah, I watched it from the start. I've always enjoyed it, so I thought, you know, it could be a show that you know I'd be interested in doing. So, you know, like I said, it just come out of the blue, to be honest, but. You know, I enjoyed it. I had a good time.
So your love interest on the show was—is it Rhianne Saxby?
Saxby. I had a little fling with Rhianne. Yeah,
and well, it was going very well until you kind of went with Made in Chelsea star Daisy. Is that right, yeah, Daisy Robbins?
Then I went with Daisy. I mean, so. I mean, they
Daisy. What happened then?
Honestly, I don't know where my habitat's finished, but they called me a bit of a boomerang because I was going from pillar to post. You know, I went around the M5, up and down the motorway. But, to be honest...
Well, it's a long way to Chelsea from where you're
from. It's from Essex.
But, do you know what? I was getting on with Rhianne and, you know, it just weren't my cup of tea.
She wasn't your cup of tea?
Yeah, she weren't my cup of tea.
In what sense?
I don't know, we just didn't click. Oh. I mean, we didn't really click. She was a lovely girl, got a lot of time for her, but she just weren't really a bit of me in that sense. So, sort of, that went out the window. And then I went
with
Daisy.
Did she know that, though? Did she feel that it didn't click to
you? Yeah, I did let her know. I did let her know. But she, I mean, recently, I'm not too sure if you watched it last night, but she got the hump with Daisy.
Oh, no.
Because of, you know, what happened with us. And she got the hump there. But I already told Rhianne, listen, we're not really anything, nothing's really working. But from a friend's standpoint, I think that's why she got the hump with her.
But do you like Daisy? I wouldn't be happy if a guy.
She's a lovely girl. I've got a lot of time for Daisy. She's off her head. But I've got a lot of time for her. I weren't really.
Daisy's actually been on our show before, Lizzie.
Romantic level, though. Like, it weren't like this girl.
There was not a
connection. There weren't no connection there. It just is what it was.
So you film it quite a while before it's on, don't you? Is it kind of, what is it, 6 months before or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Are you single now?
Yeah, still single.
So you're still on the hunt?
Still on the hunt, yeah.
Now, I know, but listen, your ex, Bailey, said you were miserable, toxic, and not up for much convo or laughter.
No. That's what I mean.
True.
So
that's
respond.
That's right.
She's bang on. Mate, to be honest.
She's bang on. I find you quite funny.
Nah, with me and her, I think we was on and off for 7 years, so it's a long time, and she was
How
living
old are
me.
You?
I'm 24.
And you're on off for 7 years?
Yeah, since we was babies. What? But where we was on and off for so long, she lived around mine all the time. I felt very claustrophobic. Couldn't get rid of her. You know, I had to beg her
feeling.
To go home. And
go home.
She still won't go home. So it got to that point and
we
just sort of fell out of love with each other and we just wanted to go our separate ways. But what our problem was and why we kept coming back to each other is we... didn't really want to be with each other, but we didn't want anyone else to be with each other.
Right,
yeah,
I get that. That's kind of normal, right?
Yeah.
What's life been like for you since, obviously it's airing at the moment, but since you came back, what you been up to?
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm just doing my everyday life still.
So you're back doing the art dealing?
No, I'm doing commodities now. I'm in Canary Wharf.
Okay, ooh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. So
do you want to keep doing the show beside the things? What's your thoughts on it after the show?
Yeah, I'll definitely do something else. You know, I'm sort of geezer that goes with the flow, see what comes up. If something good comes up that I like the look of, you know, I'll definitely give it a go. Why not? But at the moment, I'm just doing my everyday life and, you know, turning it from there, really.
Mm. So you won't be on I'm a Celebrity in November then, trying to eat in bugs then?
Who knows?
You'd like to do it. You'd like to do
TV.
So what kind of lady kind of tends to catch your eye if it didn't go so well on X on the Beach?
That's a good question. I don't really have a type, to be honest with you. It's just who I get on with, who I have a laugh with, who I've, you know, I've got a good crack. And, you know, enjoy spending time around. There's no necessary, like...
None of these specific girls you've enjoyed around. One you couldn't get rid of. The other ones can have a conversation with.
I'm picky. But, you know, I mean, you've got to be with someone that you want to spend your time with.
Yeah. So I think that's the most important thing of all.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? I've been in one serious relationship with Bailey. That was it. And, you know, I've seen girls on and off, but it's never been anything serious because I knew straight away they weren't really a bit of me.
Does it upset you the way they talk about you after, though? Because you think you've got something and it's a nice friendship and nice everything going on, and then when it goes wrong, they're quick to... Because it's not really nice what Bailey said, I have to say. No, she's around your house all the time.
Yeah, no, it was shocking, to be fair. Listen, she got hold of another geezer on the show, and I was fine with that. Like, she's single, she do what she wants, but... At the same time, it was a disrespect. We were sort of speaking again a little bit. It was just a disrespect behind my back, you know, out of the blue. You know, she could have come speak to me first and gone, listen, Bob, like, we ain't working. I would have gone, do you know what? She's hit the nail on the head. We need to both just move on, put it behind us. But she went behind my back and was flirting with a guy, I kissed him, and
that's like, but that is the nature of the show of X on the Beach, right?
Yeah, that's
we've had a lot of X on the Beach stars on over the years. Remember, we used to have Gemma Lucy on quite a bit, didn't we?
Oh God, we had Gemma Lucy on.
Like the difference with like X on the Beach and Love Island, there's kind of there's a similar. They're not exes, but there's, you know, couples getting together. What do you make of that? Because obviously, Love Island's been such a huge runaway success. But it's probably a bit more tame than X on the Beach, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very tame compared to X on the Beach. I mean, even the sex scenes are a lot different. I mean,
that's the difference between MTV and ITV, though.
Yeah, that's a big difference. But no, it's a lot tame.
But your parents and your family, were they all right about it? How did they feel? Because it's very, you're opening yourself up, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, my dad was like, yeah, go on, son. But my mum was like, come on, what's this about? Like, you slept with whoever. Like, she ain't been watching it, to put it bluntly.
Probably for the best.
Yeah,
I'll be a bit tough for your mum to watch, I can imagine.
I mean, she came on the show. She was done a little video of her talking on there, so everyone's seen my mum. But you can tell she's a lovely woman. She's like, likes to think she's brought me up well, which she has. And yeah, she was didn't really want to see me with other girls, you know what I mean? It's something you've never seen. So
you wouldn't want to see your son doing that, would you?
No.
Would you, Lizzie?
I've got my boys, no.
No.
I get really funny about other girls.
What she was most shocked about was the whole Bailey situation.
Yeah, because she's taken her in under the house.
Yeah,
and then
she
talks about her. It's, I can imagine.
Well
you see, pick carefully.
You pick heavily in life on everything you do.
Does your mum like an older woman? Would she like you to go?
Now that
she just texted in and said,
much.
Stop it.
That is too much.
Stop it. She just texted in. She's loving the show and listening.
Well, Bobby, thanks so much for coming on. How much longer is the show on for?
I think there's 4 or 5 more episodes.
Great. So MTV, when is
MTV.
It?
MTV. When is the show on?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. There you go.
I'm going to tune in.
Make sure you do.
I can't wait. Can't wait to see you in the speedos. Bobby.
Right, I've got no speedos on.
Oh,
all right. Well, thank you, Bobby. Best of luck. Hope to see you. Come back
thanks
again.
Yeah,
and hopefully
so
you might have a nice girlfriend.
Hopefully.
Bring your mum in. Right now, we've got lots going on.
Play a little song.
Let's play a track. Is it Cher?
I can play Cher.
Okay, go on. Let's do it. Always repeating itself. Oh,
saying the visuals on Love Be Right. It was kind of like Lady in the Water, like, you know, yeah, that old painting.
That was pretty crazy, being in that pink plastic pool with, like, milk and, like, pink food dye and jello, I think.
So, to us, it looks really sexy, and then you're just sat in there like, what
it was very
this?
Cold.
Very cold and very gloopy.
Yeah.
Did you pee in the pool?
No, I did not. I didn't.
Promise me.
I swear I didn't, because there was the guy who was doing, he was holding the camera, and he felt really bad. He was in the pool with me, so I didn't want to pee in the pool.
Oh, so that's the only reason you didn't pee in the pool, because there was another guy there.
I didn't want to do that.
He's suddenly like, oh, did someone put some warm water in here? Kind of a yellowy hue.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose, from 4 p.m, FUBAR Radio.
Maya, Sheikh, Gaga.
I want your love, I want your love. Baby, can't you see, when you look at me, I can't kick this feeling when it hits.
I know I need your love. I know I want your love.
I am joined by Travis Alabanza.
Burgos is my new theatre show that's coming out this month. And it basically culminated after someone threw a burger at me in broad daylight on Waterloo Bridge. They yelled the word tranny when they did it, and no one stood up for me.
The fact that kind of nobody came to make sure that you were okay, it's heartbreaking, really.
That's what we kind of look at in the show. Why can we maybe go online and share the right article and say the right words, but then when we're in the moment of it, we pause and we stop.
Every Wednesday, from 6 p.m,
FUBAR Radio.
Oh, hello again.
We've had a bit of an issue this evening, haven't we?
Yeah, we've had a few people let us down, but it doesn't matter because we're here and we love you. Anyway, in the world of showbiz, can I just say there are some books that are out at the minute.
Go on.
So there's we've had Lily Allen's.
Oh yes.
Who is discrediting everyone, even her own dad?
Oh yeah, saying he had a coke
problem, and he said, no, I didn't, I just wasn't feeling very well. He said he was having a panic out
at Glastonbury. Yeah, I heard about that.
So we had that one. We got Tina Turner, which apparently is incredible.
Oh yeah, I was reading about Tina Turner. Yeah, so she said that I wish we had more time to talk about this now. She was talking about how she was going to kill herself before her husband donated his kidney.
I know. And she was so
poorly. Very ill.
She married at 73. Gives me hope.
What, next year she could married, be you
too. Oh, stop it. She married at 73. How's about that?
Yeah, babe. I mean, I'll probably never get married, so I'm you know, go girl. You
and
know.
Her husband donated a kidney. That's real love.
Well, you definitely don't give a kidney to someone you don't care.
Don't give a toss about. I'd help someone if they were needing it, whether it'd be a kidney.
Don't know if you'd want your kidney.
Yeah, it's probably not the best. And then, obviously, we've got Shane Warne.
Shane Warne, yes.
His book is out.
He's in the country at the minute, isn't he?
No spin.
He's in the country at the minute.
But it's good. It's talking very openly. And he's from the heart, apparently.
Maybe you should have a little chat with him sometime about
it. Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I will do that. But, you see, books are out. It's Christmas time. What are you going to take and read on your holiday? I would read that one.
You'd read Shane. I'm not really... I only really read, like, historical books about, like, North Korea.
Oh, my God.
I did read Sharon Osbourne's autobiography once. That was quite good.
Oh. Actually, what made me cry was Linda Bellingham's book.
Oh, yeah, that's sad. She's been gone nearly, like, 3 or 4 years
now. I know, and it was from her former husband.
Mr. Spain.
Then I got worried, yes. Then I got worried. But anyway, I like to read a good old book.
Will you be reading David Cameron's book when it comes out next year about why he did the Brexit?
No, thing? I will not.
Do you hate Brexit now, Lizzie?
I'm bored. Actually, am I allowed to say the word checklist about Brexit? I don't want to talk about it.
Well, we're going to be talking about it until the day we both die.
I'm sorry. If we don't, I know you're really upset about it, but it is happening, whether we like it or not.
Yeah,
there's no
there's
second vote.
There's on the bloody streets. I'm going on a protest on the 10th of October, 20th of October.
Well, you can't. There's a massive party I'm having. A protest or really good party with loads of food, free drink. What
loads of food.
Do?
I like you know me well because you're about to say
first.
Loads of food.
Food, free drink.
No.
You're going on the protest.
I'm going on the protest. You're going to come. I'm going to make you wear a EU flag.
Nigel Farage mask and do something to it. It's been a real cock up how they've done this and I'm quite saddened by it. But there's no second vote.
Well,
then
that's
you have
why
a
I'm
third
marching.
Vote.
I'm marching for a second vote. So.
It's not going to happen, babe. Well. I don't want to upset you and I don't want you to waste your day.
Because oh, well,
I'll
just go
fun.
To the pub afterwards. It'll be fine.
You quite enjoy it,
yeah,
don't you?
I like a good protest. I've been to a couple of pro-EU protests. A couple of the pro-EU ones, yeah.
Well, you see, I want you to protest that you're really upset if I don't do your vision this year, because I want to do it.
Well, babes, I actually they've already got who they I know from some sources they already know who they want. So
who do they want?
Not you.
How dare they? Well, they haven't heard me sing. I haven't offered myself.
No, maybe they have,
actually,
to be honest.
I haven't offered my wares.
You're off now.
Yeah, I've got well, no, it's a charity event. Amy Winehouse, her father is putting on a charity event this evening at the Dorchester.
Doing
so
anything
I'm
afterwards?
There. Why did you say that?
Just asking.
Yeah, going to bed. Going to get a good old kip.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Cheeky.
We'll be back.
Can't tell you anything.
We'll be back next week, yeah?
Yes. So we'll see you next week. We'll have wonderful guests that are reliable and loyal. So,
Not Katie McDermott.
Katie McDermott, good luck to you.
Goodbye.
Be lucky.